Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته dear listeners. Welcome to another episode of Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. The dunya, or as it is known, this world, rather this world that is called the dunya in the Islamic sources, it is called so because it is the lowest of the planes, it is the lowest of the realms. Because in philosophy, the philosophers and the Islamic philosophers have divided the realms of existence into four. And this material realm is the lowest, and it has no, means to give anything from it. And this is a discussion that is held in philosophy, that it is the effect of the higher realms, but it itself can never be a cause of something else or something that comes below it. That's why it is called dunya. Dunya comes from the word which means the lowest, right? Or adna, for example, the lowest. Because nothing can come from it, nothing can be created from it in terms of something that, is existentially related to dunya. But dunya, or this world, is not a place of, where we should just ignore everything. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this world for us to live in, to us to seek His blessings, to use His blessings. In order for what? In order for us to gain proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in order for us to attain perfection, in order for us to then attain the rewards of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has set out for us in the hereafter. So therefore, when we see traditions that talk about dunya and from the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, we mainly see that it does not talk that dunya is bad. Dunya itself is not bad. Some people say, no, dunya is something that is neutral. It is neither good or bad. It is how a person sees it that makes it good or bad. And this is where we see that the traditions are very clear in this. That if dunya is used in order to attain perfection and closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it is something very good. But dunya in this tradition, as we will mention from Hazrat Zahra salamu ala alayha, and we see that dunya looked in this way is something that is not good. So she says, Salamullah alayha, that surely I in me la uhibbu dunya. That surely I do not love this dunya. Or as some people say, the tradition, and they interpret this tradition as being, oh, I do not love those who love this dunya. So you see, that love of this dunya, where you make the world and the dunya your objective, is something that is not, or something that the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam has advised against. Because obviously, this is something that is fleeting. It is something that is not permanent. And if you set your entire objective towards something that is not permanent, you will lose out on that which is permanent, which is the hereafter, which is the rewards that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed and made available to us there. Inshallah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to be of those who use this dunya and this world for the purpose it was created for, and it is for the perfection of the human being. Inshallah, until next time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.